Melvin Alper fought an entire year in Europe during World War II, but it was the last 2 months of the war that produced events he will long remember. It's the 70th anniversary of VE Day. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side-by-side with farmers in the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success, and they look forward to what the next 150 years brings. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Melvin Alper says he was like most other troops when they stumbled upon a field near Landsberg, Germany. They had no idea of concentration camps where thousands had perished.
I didn't know that the Nazi program was the extermination of Jews and all kinds of people that they don't like. I enlisted just as an 18-year-old kid. My parents wouldn't sign, but at 18 I was able to sign. I got into the army. No, I was not political. I didn't know of the Holocaust. I had no idea.
The Landsberg concentration camp was near a larger camp at Dachau. Alper soon learned the story of what was happening at the camp.
I found out later they worked as these people 12 to 14 hours in the surrounding factories. They bring them back to the barracks, and they wouldn't feed the poor souls, so they died of starvation.
By May of 1945, Alper had made his way to another historic spot in the war.
We were in Birch's Garden when the war ended. Birch's Garden was Hitler's home away from home, and he had a magnificent castle there.
Alper even took a brick from the castle, a small token of the battle to defeat Hitler and the war machine that had built the concentration camps he helped liberate. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.